the college admissions scandal, in which some affluent parents are accused of paying bribes to get their children into elite schools, has put a spotlight on a small but sordid side of higher education. And it comes at a time when many families are struggling to foot the bill for college tuition. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says he recently came across a new scholarship program that gives him hope. He says the story starts in the Central Coast town of Gonzales, home to about 10,000 people, many of them working-class families with young children. And the hero is an 18-year-old woman named Fabiola Ruelas, who hasn't had an easy time of it.
She's from a poor family. She grew up in Gonzales. Father was deported when she was a young child and really didn't return to her life. Raised by the mother, you know, hand to mouth, as used to be said. She was in a car accident in her freshman year, was lucky to survive. A family was evicted from its sort of apartment between her sophomore and junior year in high school for water. They were filling up bottles at the local public school, and, you know, sort of everything kind of went against her. But for a couple of reasons, some having to do with her and a lot having to do with the town, she managed to pull through. And then ultimately, even as a freshman at San Diego State, when she came into what was a huge amount of money for her, maybe not so large when you're thinking about the cost of college, she decided to become a philanthropist.
I want to back up a little bit, and you have talked about Gonzales before on this program and about how it has this incredible track record of supporting its children.
Yeah, with not a lot of resources, it's got pretty smart leadership in the city and the schools, and they've developed just all kinds of resources from preschool into young adulthood that support kids. They figure out different ways to pay for them, and it really champions its kids. It's kids are in reality at the center of life. I mean, just the last time I was there, you know, they had banners going all over town with local kids who just graduated from high school showing what colleges they were going to with pictures of them. There's attrition there of, when it comes to college scholarship too, of just regular people, firefighters, teachers, creating a small scholarship fund of a few thousand dollars. And so this girl who, from this really poor family, found that while her family really struggled, when she needed things with school, with clothes, with food, that there were always people there. There was a program for her, and that she was able to advance. She was able to, even if she needed service, she participated in public service. So she sort of felt like the community had helped kind of get her through despite her family's many challenges.
And so she wanted to give back.
Yeah. So she was in this car accident when she was a freshman and
in high school.
In high school. And there was a settlement from it she was able to get entitled to when she turned 18.
And how much money are we talking about here?
$29,000. And she'd
really?
gotten scholarship money, obviously from Cal State to go to San Diego State, but, you know, they're also spending things. So some of these little scholarships locally in Gonzales had come up with $5,000 to support her through her freshman year. So when she got this money, she could have given it to her family. No one would have said anything about it. But she decided to use it to endow a scholarship fund of her own.
While she's still
in
college.
Yeah, she's just a sophomore. She just started her sophomore year at San Diego State. So last March, literally as the news was breaking, you know, about this big admission scandal with rich and prominent Californians and others bribing their kids' ways into college, she set up this fund and picked her first four recipients, $500, kind of no strings attached. Mm-hmm. She set it up in the local Rotary Club, which is an important organization.
She set up the scholarship
program.
Yeah,
they have it funded so it grows, and she's trying to, you know, find ways to bring more money into it and keep it alive and grow it and make it available to more kids. I mean, it's a sharp contrast, isn't it?
That is incredibly touching that you have, you know, this young woman who has been through so much adversity. People would probably have understood if she said, you know what, I'm going to put this money away for my mom's retirement or whatever, but she decides to give back to the community that's helped her so much. Now, what has she had to say about the college admissions scandal? What does she think of that?
You know, I asked her about that when I interviewed her in Salinas in August, and she was like, you know, don't these rich parents understand they could have, instead of buying themselves trouble, they could have made a big impact by giving their money away to college scholarships for the many people who need it? I mean, wouldn't that have made more sense for everybody?
Wow.
You know, there's a difference. It's almost like two Californians. There's a kind of rich, highly entitled California, but it's sort of pessimistic. And there's this, like, poorer California that's much more optimistic and is willing to make sacrifices and invest in each other and share.
She doesn't see this as a zero-sum game. She sees this as a way to help the entire community.
Right. And they helped her. She's helping themselves, and they're all going to, people are going to move forward together. I mean, you know, obviously the world is a little more difficult and challenging, complicated than that, but it's a way more optimistic vision. And that's the California I would want to be a part of and root for.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week.